chapter 10. We'll be looking at verses 34 through 39 tonight. If you don't have a Bible, it's on the flip side of your worship folder tonight.
好，我们大家一起来看一下我们的今天晚上要讨论的经文，是在马太福音的第十章34到39节。如果没有圣经的话呢，我们也把它印在了周报的背后。
I'm going to begin a brand new series, a sermon series tonight, and for over the next few times that I speak with you, we're going to be taking a look at some of the more controversial statements that Jesus made during his ministry.
好，那我今天晚上会开始一个新的一个系列正道。正道的主题呢，是关于耶稣在世上侍奉的时候，他所提到的一些，好像我们人类看来是有争议的一些宣告。
Jesus had a tendency to kind of stir the hornet's nest a little bit once in a while in his time on earth.
好像我们看到耶稣他有这样的一个倾向，他好像很愿意在世上的侍奉的时候，会说一些好像我们听来是有争议性的一些宣告。
And the series title that I've put here is Did Jesus Really Say That?
那我们这个系列讲到的这个正道这个题目是耶稣真是这么说了吗？
Now this week, I want to encourage you to do something this week. I want to encourage you to take some time and take one of the Gospels, Matthew, for example.
那我这个星期给大家这样一个挑战，愿你在这个星期当中能够花一点时间，我们来关注其中的一本福音书，比如说马太福音。
And I want to encourage you to take the gospel, one of the gospels, and read through it to discover for yourself how often Jesus said things that were controversial among the people that he ministered to.
那我希望大家能够花这样的时间去读一下这些福音书，看看这些福音书当中，耶稣他有说过哪一些在他所侍奉的人当中听起来是有争议性的话。
And not only did he say controversial things with the people that he ministered to, but the people that he spent time with, and especially the religious leaders of his day.
他说这些有争议的话，不但是对他所牧养的人，他也对那些和他有花时间相处的人，特别是对当时的一些宗教领袖，说了很多一些在当时人看来是有争议的话。
So before we jump into this passage here in Matthew chapter 10, let me pray for us.
在我们开始读我们的经文当之前，我们现在有段祷告。
God, tonight we welcome you into this place and we ask you to speak to our hearts and our minds.
主，我们今天晚上我们欢迎你来到我们当中，让你亲自的对我们的心来说话。
God, I pray that the truth of Scripture would rise up off the pages that we're reading.
主，当我们在读经文的时候，愿你的真理，你真理的话语从纸面上浮现出来。
And I pray that we would look at your words in a different light tonight.
主，我们真的是愿意你的光来光照我们，让我们能够读你的话语的时候有特别的得着。
And God, sometimes it's okay for us to be a little stirred up.
主，真的有些时候可能我们心会被激动。
To have our spirit kind of do somersaults.
主，有时候我们好像没有办法完全的能够来个明白。
And God, I pray that tonight as we look at Christ's words that perhaps we would make some movement toward you as a result of this message.
主，我们愿意，我们今天晚上，我们听了今晚上正道以后，我们能够有所行动来回应主你的信息。
And we pray these things in your name, Amen.
我们奉主的名祷告，阿门。
Amen. All right, Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39. Here's what it says, and then I'm going to give us some context. Okay.
好，那我们来先读一下马太福音的十章34到39节，我等一下也会给大家一些上下文的背景。
Here's Jesus talking and he says, Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace on earth.
你们不要想我是叫地上太平。
I did not come to bring peace, but I came with a sword.
我来并不是叫地上太平，乃是叫地上动刀兵。
That's what we're going to look at tonight. I'm going to continue reading, but we always think that Jesus came to bring peace, but he didn't.
我们经常会认为说耶稣来到世上是带来太平，但是其实并不完全如此。
Verse 35, he says, For I have come to turn a man against his father and a daughter against her mother.
因为我来是叫人与父亲生疏，女儿与母亲生疏。
He continues here and he says, I came to turn a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law.
他去说到媳妇与婆婆生疏。
A man's enemies will be the members of his own household.
人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
He tells us here in verse 37 that anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me.
在37节呢继续说到爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒。
Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
爱儿女过于爱我的，也不配做我的门徒。
And anyone who does not take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me.
不背着他的十字架跟从我的，也不配做我的门徒。
And in verse 39, he wraps up the part that we're looking at, and he says, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
39节他最后说到，得着生命的将要失丧生命，为我失丧生命的将要得着生命。
So let me give you some context as to what's happening in this passage.
现在我给大家一些关于这段经文的一些 前文的一些背景知识。
If we were to flip back in the book of Matthew into chapter 4, we find that Jesus was pulling together his team of disciples.
如果我们大家往前翻的话，我们看在马太福音的第四章，我们可以看到，在那个时候，耶稣他正在想要组建一个自己的门徒的团队。
And then we know that between chapters 4 and chapter 10, Jesus spent an incredible amount of time with his disciples.
那我们在第四章和第十章，我们看到在那段时间当中，主耶稣花了很多的时间和他的门徒相处。
And the reason he spent so much time was because he knew that he had to train them, he knew that he wanted to mentor them, and he did that in order to fully disciple them as his followers.
他之所以花那么多的时间跟他的门徒相处，因为主耶稣他清楚地知道，他需要训练他们，需要教导他们，才好让他们成为他真正的门徒。
Because with this group of men that Jesus pulled to himself, he knew that he had to train them to go out and do the work that God had in store for them.
因为主耶稣他知道，他把这群人召聚在一起，要经过训练，经过教导，好让他们能够出去做神所为他们所预备的事。
And so in the beginning of chapter 10, again, if we were to flip back just the previous chapter, in the beginning of chapter 10, we find here that the disciples were finally ready.
在第十章的时候，我们看到，在那个时候，主耶稣他的门徒终于已经预备好了。
And Jesus was now sending them out, and he had some last minute coaching and instructions for them.
那这个时候主耶稣要差派他们出去，在差派出去之前，他给他们最后的一些教训和指导。
And he wanted his disciples, I mean, if you can just kind of catch the moment, if you can kind of catch the scene of what's taking place here.
如果你能够想象一下当时的情形。
He wanted them to make sure that in their calling they were doing two primary things.
我想主耶稣在那个时候想要确定他所召集的一些门徒，他们一定要做两件主要的事情。
One, he wanted to make sure that they were preaching about the kingdom of God was near.
第一件他需要他们门徒做的就是能够来向世人宣告天国近了。
And two, he wanted to make sure that they would do many good and helpful things.
他也希望他的门徒能够做一些好的有益的事情。
He wanted his disciples to heal people.
他希望他的门徒去医治病人。
He wanted them to cast out demons.
也希望他的门徒去赶鬼。
And he wanted them to serve and minister to people who they came in contact with.
也希望期待他们的门徒去服侍那些他们能够接触到的人。
And then in verses 16 through 32, I won't read that tonight, but in verses 16 through 32 of chapter 10, this is where Jesus begins to talk to them about some of the difficulties that they were going to face.
在第十章的第十六到三十二节，主耶稣提到了他们出去的时候会遇到的一些困难。
He was going to talk to them about some of the tribulations, about some of the challenges and the realities of what it really means to follow him.
主耶稣给他们提到了他们会出去之后会遇到的各样的挑战，也给他们告诉了他们所要遇到的现实。
And he was straightforward with these guys.
我想主耶稣那个时候是非常的直接。
He was letting them know that following him was not going to be easy at all.
他很直截了当的告诉他的门徒，跟随主耶稣不是一件容易的轻省的事情。
And he clarified that right up front in Matthew chapter 10 verse 16 where he said this, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves.
他在马太福音的第十章十六节一开始就很清楚地说到，我差你们去如同羊进入 狼群。
How many of you would want to sign up at that point, right?
有谁愿意接受这样的差派吗？
That's kind of a scary situation.
这是一个非常严重的严肃的一个事情。
But what he really wanted them to know was that, man, this is going to be tough. This is going to be a very rough road for you to follow.
主耶稣想告诉他的门徒，这是一个不轻省的事情，是一条艰辛的道路。
There are going to be moments in your ministry that you feel you cannot bear.
我想在那个他会提醒他们说，在你们的侍奉当中，会有时候你们觉得你们没有办法能够忍受承担下去。
There are going to be times when you want to give up and when you want to throw in the white towel of surrender.
有些时候你可能会要选择放弃，你觉得你实在是没有办法再坚持下去。
And he really wanted them to know that there was a possibility that they might even lose their life once they begin to follow him.
他也告诉他的门徒，其实也有这样的可能性，他们甚至会失丧他们的生命。
But he offers some encouragement.
但是他给了他们这样的鼓励。
He says, "Hey, listen, don't be afraid of these things. I'm sending you out. Here are some of the realities that are very probable, but don't be afraid because I'll be with you."
那主耶稣给他们这样的应许说，你们不要担心，也许前面有困难，有挑战，但是我与你们同在。
And so with that, we come into chapter 11, and we come into this controversial passage beginning with verse 34.
接下来我们就读到了我们有争议性的这样的一段讲话，从第34节开始。
And he begins verse 34, if you're in your Bible or in your notes, he begins by using the phrase, do not suppose.
在34节他一开始提到说，不要以为或者不要想我。
And what Jesus was doing here when he used that phrase, he was saying that, or he was just reminding his disciples to make sure that they were thinking differently about the task that they were ready to go out and do.
主耶稣说这样的话，只是想要告诉他的门徒，对他们所要做的工和他们所要进入的一个新的一个生命，要有一个不一样的想法。
Their life from this point forward would be dramatically different.
他们的生命从这个时候开始将会完全的不一样。
And Jesus, because of his ministry and his knowledge, he knew that as they journeyed out, that not everybody was going to listen to truth and to reason.
因为主耶稣他跟他自己侍奉的经历，他知道说，所听讲听到福音的人，并不是每一个人都能够很好的接受福音。
And he knew that this message of hope that the disciples would be sharing would not always be received well.
他清楚地知道门徒们他们所要分享的一个盼望的信息并不一定会得到所有世人的接受。
And Jesus, again, he was just telling his disciples here not to get the wrong idea because it might not be an easy experience for them to follow him.
在这个时候主耶稣再次的提醒他的门徒不要有一个错误的观念，不要以为跟随主耶稣是一件轻而易举的事。
And this is perhaps a really good teachable moment for you and I.
我想这是一个很值得我们大家学习的一个地方。
There are times in my life, there are times in your life when we tend to want the easy Christianity.
很多时候在我们的生命当中，包括你或者包括我，我们希望得到的是一个好像轻松、容易、廉价的基督教的信仰。
We tend to want the Christianity where only the good stuff happens to us.
我们所要的基督教信仰，很多时候我们只希望那些好的事情发生。
And where God will give us what we want.
我们只希望神给我们想要的。
We tend to want the Christianity where we get some warm fuzzies when we live for Jesus.
我们希望能够得到的是心里的一种温暖的感受。
But that is not all of what Jesus talks about in Scripture.
但是这并不是主耶稣在经文当中所提到的我们的信仰的全部。
If you and I are here tonight and we are believers and if we are truly following Him, there will be some times of praise. There will be some good times.
如果我们是真实的主耶稣的门徒的话，我们发现我们生命当中有时候会有一些好的时光。
But there will also be times of persecution. There will be some bad times in our journey with Christ.
但是我们发现我们与主同行的时候，我们也会遇到有逼迫的时候和不好的时候。
Paul tells us in, or pardon me, Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12, these words.
保罗在提摩太后书第二章有这样说到，第三章有这样说到。
He says, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
他说不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。
He was just, Jesus was checking with his disciples here. Paul is saying it again. Listen, there will be some bad times that take place.
这是主耶稣想跟他门徒讲的。我们看到这个地方，保罗也对提摩太如此说。
The truth for you and I is that here in America, we don't get a lot of persecution at this time, but it's coming.
我想事实是在我们在美国的时候，我们也许并没有在这个时刻，我们并没有受到什么样的逼迫，但是逼迫的时刻会来到。
We know it's already happened in other areas around the world.
我们知道在世界上的一些其他的地方，逼迫有发生。
A lady in our Sunday school class this morning is from Ethiopia, and she was sharing about persecution that is taking place right now in her home country.
今天我们有早上教会有来带主日学的一个姐妹，她分享了在伊索比亚受逼迫的情形。
And perhaps you are aware of people that are persecuted for their faith in Christ.
也许你也认识一些因为信仰的缘故被受逼迫的人。
And Jesus just wants to make sure that we're aware that that's going to happen.
主耶稣经常让他的门徒让我们能够知道这将会发生。
1 Peter chapter 4 verses 12 through 16 says this.
彼得前书第四章12到16节这样说。
It says, Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you.
亲爱的弟兄们，有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为奇怪。
It's going to test you as though something strange were happening to you.
临到你们不要以为奇怪。
Verse 13 says, But rejoice insofar as you share in Christ's sufferings.
大要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
And that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Now listen to this. This is kind of counter to how you and I think. But verse 14 says, If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
好，我们好好来听一下第14节，这跟我们平时的想法可能会完全的不一样。你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的，因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
Verse 15 goes on, it says, Let none of you suffer as a murderer or thief or as an evildoer or as a meddler.
你们中间却不可有人因为杀人、偷窃、作恶、好管闲事而受苦。
Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name.
若为做基督徒受苦，却不要羞耻，倒要因这名归荣耀给神。
James tells us as well. He says in chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
雅各书也同样的提到，他说第一章的二到四节，我的弟兄们，你们要落在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐。
And he says this, and he encourages us, and he says, because you know that the testing of your faith will produce perseverance.
第三节，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。
Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may become mature and complete, not lacking in anything.
但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无欠缺。
There is a high cost for you and I to follow after Jesus.
我们知道，我们跟随主耶稣是要有一个很高的代价。
And that's really what Jesus was driving toward in this passage in Matthew chapter 10.
这就是主耶稣在马太福音第十章所要传递给他的门徒的信息。
And throughout Jesus' ministry, he had to speak to people about the cost of what it meant to follow him.
在主耶稣他在世上侍奉传道的时候，他也跟他听到的人讲了很多关于要跟随他所要需要付出的代价。
Listen to a few of these examples in scripture.
我们可以在经文当中来看到这样的一些例子。
Matthew chapter 8 verse 19, there was a certain scribe that came to him and said, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go.
在马太福音第八章十九节说到，有一个文士来对他说，夫子，你无论往哪里去，我要跟从你。
And Jesus said to him, Foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head.
耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天上的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Then another one of his disciples said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead.
又一个门徒对耶稣说，主啊，容我先回去埋葬我的父亲。耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬他们的死人，你跟从我吧。
The story of the rich young ruler we're familiar with out of Mark chapter 10.
在马可福音第十章记载的这个年轻的少年官的故事，大家可能都很熟悉。
The rich young ruler came to Jesus and just simply said, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
这个年轻的少年官来到主耶稣的面前，问道说：“我当做什么事才可以承受永生？”
And Jesus said, "Keep the commandments."
主耶稣说：“你要遵守诫命。”
And the rich young ruler replied to Jesus in kind of a proud way, and he said, "Well." I've kept them all, and the idea here was that the rich young ruler really likes some easy Christianity.
我看到这个年轻的少年官好像很骄傲的说，我都已经遵守了所有的诫命。我们看到这个年轻的少年官，他所喜欢的是容易的信仰。
Jesus sensed this about him, and he wanted to challenge him, and he wanted to tell him about the true cost of following after him.
我看主耶稣他感受到了这一点，他要呢对这年轻的少年官有真的挑战，他这样说道。
And so in this passage here in Mark chapter 10, Jesus said to the rich young ruler, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you give up everything that you have and then follow me?
他对这位年轻的少年官，他提出这样的挑战，告诉他真正的代价是什么。他说，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，你还要来跟从我。
And the rich young ruler couldn't do it.
这个年轻少年官他没有办法做到这一点。
The text actually tells us that the rich young ruler lowered his head and he went away disappointed and sad.
这经文告诉我们，这年轻的少年官他低着头忧忧郁郁地走了。
There's a cost to following Jesus.
我们呢跟随主耶稣是要付上代价。
Luke chapter 14 is another example where Jesus spoke to people.
在路加福音14章是另外的这样一个例子。
Large crowds were traveling with Jesus and turning to them, he said, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, even their own life, such a person, he says, cannot be my disciple.
而且说到有基督的人和耶稣同行，他转过来对他们说，人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的生命，就不能做我的门徒。
He tells us in verse 27 that whoever does not carry their cross and follow me also cannot be my disciple.
在二十七节，主耶稣继续说到，若不背着自己的十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
One last example is found in John chapter 6, verses 60 through 66.
好了，最后我要给大家一个例子，是在约翰福音的第六章60到66节。
It says this, now listen carefully here, okay, because we're talking about how Jesus wanted to make sure that the disciples understood the realities of what it meant to follow him.
这时候我们看到主耶稣他想要告诉他的门徒，能够让他的门徒清清楚楚地明白跟随主耶稣是要付上什么样的代价。
And it says here, on hearing Christ's message, many of his disciples said, This is hard teaching. Who can accept it?
他的门徒中有好些人听见了，就说这话甚难，谁能听呢？
And aware that his disciples were a little upset and they were kind of grumbling about this, Jesus said, Does this offend you?
耶稣心里知道门徒为这话议论，就对他们说，这话是叫你们厌弃吗？
Then what if you see the Son of Man ascend to where he was before he asked?
倘或你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？
The spirit gives life, the flesh counts for nothing.
叫人活的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。
And he says to his disciples that the words I have spoken to you, they are full of the Spirit and of life.
我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
Yet there are some of you, he says, that still do not believe.
只是你们中间有不信的人。
For Jesus, it goes on to continue here, for Jesus had known from the beginning which of them did not believe and who would betray him.
耶稣从起头就知道谁不信他，谁要卖他。
He says, "This is what I told you, that no one can come to me unless the Father has enabled them." And from this time, you ready for this? From this time forward, many of his disciples turned their back and no longer followed Christ.
耶稣又说，所以我对你们说过，若不是蒙我父的恩赐，没有人能到我这里来。第六十六节，大家请大家注意，从此他门徒中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
And so, what we're doing tonight is we're opening up these verses and we realize that there are perhaps some words that are hard hitting.
好了，我们今天晚上我们读到的这些经文，我想可能我们大家觉得有些让我们心里感到很震惊的。
And he tells us that families are going to turn on one another.
我们看到这里讲到说，家里的成员之间可能要互相的敌对。
He tells us that there's going to be chaos and that there's going to be division.
我们看到会有极大的混乱，也会有分裂。
And he tells us that it's not always going to be pretty and easy when we become Christ followers.
他告诉我们说，当我们成为主耶稣的门徒的时候，跟随他的时候，不会一切都顺利。
There's always a cost to following him.
我们跟随主耶稣总会有一个代价要付上。
And so as we look at this passage then tonight, we have to ask ourselves, well, what did Jesus really mean as he shared some of these hard-hitting truths?
当我们在读这些经文的时候，我们可能会想要知道主耶稣他要告诉我们一些什么样的信息。
And I think tonight that there are three things that he meant. And if you want to take some notes, I really want to encourage you to jot them down underneath the passage in your notes tonight.
好了，我想大概我们可以能够总结出大概有三个这样的信息。如果大家愿意记笔记的话，可以在这个地方把这个三个信息记录下来。
The first thing that I think Jesus means out of this passage in Matthew chapter 10, verses 34 through 39 is this.I think Jesus was telling his disciples that fully following him produces peace with God, but not with people.
我想第一个主要是要给我们的信息就是，当我们完全的跟随他的时候，我们可以从神那里得来平安，而这样的平安不是和从人得来的。
I mean, if you read down through this passage again real quick, you'll see that there's not a whole lot of peace that takes place between people.
如果我们在读这段经文的话，我们就可以看到，在这段经文中，我们可以很显然的知道，人和人之间没有那么多的平安。
In fact, if we were to skip ahead into the book of Romans chapter 5, we would find where Paul wrote this.
如果我们往前看到罗马书的话，我们就可以发现，使徒保罗有这样说到。
And he writes, "Therefore, since we've been justified through faith, we have peace with God."Through our Lord Jesus Christ.
他第五章说到，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
It doesn't say anything in this passage about having peace with people, right?
这里没有提到任何一点我们和人之间的这样的平安。
Peace with God, but not with people.
我们的平安从神而来，而不是和人从人而来。
You know, we're a few months away from Christmas in either direction.
我想我们大家都知道，我们现在离圣诞节还有几个月，不能从前后从后数的，还有差几个月。
And we like Christmas carols. I would assume that most of us do.
我们都很喜欢圣诞节的一些诗歌。
And there's a Christmas carol that has a phrase in it that we probably will all be familiar with.
那在圣诞节的诗歌当中，我们知道有这样的一段词，我们大家很比较熟悉。
And here's the phrase. It says, "Peace on earth, goodwill to men."
在这里说到平安在地上。归于地上的人。
How many of you recognize that phrase out of a Christmas carol?
大家是不是记得这个诗歌?
Handful of us, okay? So the songwriters have misstated a passage in Scripture.
但是我们看到其实这个诗歌的作者他对经文的应用其实有一些偏差。
Luke chapter 2 verse 14 is the passage where they pull this Christmas carol out of.
其实这个诗歌是借着路加福音的第二章十四节来的。
And this is what Scripture says for us.
这个路加福音第二章十四节是这样说的。
Glory to God in the highest heaven.
在至高之处荣耀归于神。
And on earth peace.
在地上平安。
To those on whom his favor rests.
平安归于他所喜悦的人。
This passage here out of Luke chapter 2 is not about having peace on all of the earth and having goodwill among people.
那我们看到这段经文讲的是并没有提到说在地上是全地都有这样的平安，也没有说所有的人都可以有这样的平安。
This verse tells us that on earth the peace that comes is the peace that God gives to those who are in a relationship with Him.
我们看到这里在地上的这个平安归于的人是归于那些主所喜悦的和主有亲密关系的人。
And so the ones who receive peace are the ones who receive favor from God, and the peace is with God, not with men.
所以得平安的是主所喜悦的人，平安与神从神而来，而不从人而来。
Perhaps you've heard this little phrase before.
也许你有听到这样的一个说法。
It says, no God, no peace.
如果你认识了神，你就知道了平安。
And then it says, no God and no peace.
如果没有神，也就没有平安。
And how you spell that, if you can just visualize with me, the first part of that is spelled K-N-O-W, God, K-N-O-W, peace.
所以前面的那个 know 是指的知道认识的那个意思 ,K-N-O-W.
And the second part is N-O, God, N-O, peace.
那后面那个部分是说那个 know 是没有的意思 ,N-O, 没有神也就没有平安。
You see, peace with God only comes when you and I know Christ in a personal way.
所以我们也只有和神我们建立了一个个人的关系以后我们才能从神那里支取从神而来的平安。
Let me just talk to you then about this issue of the sword that is found here in this verse as well.
好那我们再看看我们今天读的马太福音这段经文当中提到另外一个刀兵这个词。
Okay, verse 34, it says, Do not suppose that I've come to bring peace to earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword.
第三十四节他说你们不要想我来是叫地上太平我来并不是叫地上太平乃是叫地上动刀兵。
So the word sword is often used as a metaphor for something that cuts or divides.
我们知道刀兵这个词在这里是一个比喻的说法比喻那些会带来分裂和分割的东西。
We can find this in Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
在希伯来书第四章十二节这样说道
For the word of God is alive and active.
神的道是活泼的，是有功效的。
The word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword.
比一切两刃的剑更快。
It tells us that this double-edged sword, the word of God, penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit.
他讲到这两刃的，这比两刃剑更快的神的道，甚至于要刺入。魂与灵骨节与骨髓
it tells us really in a physical understanding that it cuts and it divides the joints from the marrow and it judges the thoughts and the attitudes of our heart
再给我们这样的一个看见能够让我们能够想象到它刺入的是灵与魂甚至于是骨节和骨髓之间
and here in this passage Jesus uses this word because he wanted to reiterate thatHe would cause this division among people.
我想主耶稣在这里用刀兵这个词他这样提醒我们他来到世上会要带来的会有分裂分割。
And if we look at the same story out of Luke's gospel, we find that Jesus says this, he says that he came to create division.
我们在路加福音里面看到主耶稣他说他来世上会带来纷争。
Listen to this version here out of Luke chapter 12.
我们看来读一起读一下看一下这个路加福音的十二章。
Jesus says, I've come to bring fire on the earth.
他说我来要把火丢在地上。
And how I wish it were already kindled.
倘若已经着起来也不也是我所愿意的吗
?But I have a baptism to undergo.
我有当受的洗还没有成就。
And what constraint I'm under until it is completed.
我是何等的迫切呢
He says here, Do you think that I came to bring peace on earth?
他就说到你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗
He says, No, I tell you, I came to bring division.
我告诉你们不是的乃是叫人纷争。
And he tells us about the family relationships in the following couple verses. And he says, from now on, there will be five in one family divided against each other.
接下来他用这个家庭的这个关例子来继续说到，从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争。
He says there will be three against two and two against three.
他说三个人与两个人相争，两个人和三个人相争。
He says there will be divided father against son and son against father.
他说父亲与儿子相争，儿子与父亲相争。
And then mother against daughter, etc., etc. And we've heard it in Matthew chapter 10 before tonight.
也讲到母亲和女儿的相争等等这样的相争。
And along with talking about what Jesus meant in this passage, I think there are perhaps a couple of things that Jesus did not mean. And so let me just share a couple of those thoughts with you tonight.
好了，我们在讲到这段经文当中，讲到主耶稣他带给我们的意思的时候，我也想提醒大家，有那么几件事情是主耶稣他并没有想要告诉我们的。
We get this image with this sword that perhaps we are supposed to do some fighting.
当我们看到动刀兵这个词的时候，也许我们会认为说我们一定要有些战争。
But don't overread this passage because Jesus was not telling us that we need to start going on crusades.
但是我想我们不要来过分的解读这段话。主耶稣他并没有告诉我们说我们要开始一场圣战。
He wasn't telling us that we need to start wiping out everybody who doesn't believe the way that we believe or perhaps gets in our way of living for Christ.
他并没有要我们去灭绝那一切和我们有不同信仰的人或者阻挡我们为主而活的人。
Throughout history, we know that Christians went out on crusades and they killed thousands upon thousands of people in the name of Christ because they felt that, if Christ was bringing his sword, that they should too.
其实我们在历史当中，我们看到基督徒有时候因为圣战，我们灭绝了成千上万的人。他们以为是为了主的名的缘故，他们以为主耶稣带着刀兵，那我们也可以来动刀兵。
And that's not at all what Christ meant when he talked about bringing his sword.
但是我想这绝对不是主耶稣在这里是要带给我们的意思。
And I wonder sometimes if.We hurt our witness as Christians because we go on these crusades and campaigns and we try to make it our job to battle people.
我想当我们基督徒去圣战，去把战争当作我们的使命的话，我们其实是影响了我们为主做见证的效果。
Friends, the only calling that you and I have as believers is found in Matthew chapter 28 and other places.
我想我们作为基督徒我们神给我们的使命都记录在马太福音的第28章。
It tells us that we are to go out and make disciples among all the nations.
28章告诉我们说我们要出去使万民都成为我的门徒。
It doesn't tell us that we should go out and battle all the nations in the name of Christ.
他并没有要我们好像奉主的名出去开始一场圣战。
Here's another thing that I want to make sure that we understand tonight.That of what Jesus was not saying in this passage.
那另外一个我想提醒大家的，主耶稣也没有告诉我们要这样。
Jesus was not telling us to be obnoxious in our faith.
主耶稣也没有要我们好像作为成为分享信仰的时候，变成一个好像很讨人厌的人。
I'm not sure that having an attitude and behaviors that go with it that belittle people who don't believe the way that we do is very effective in reaching people with the good news of Christ.
我也不认为如果我们带着一个高傲的态度或者去贬低他人的话，我们有这样的行为的话，我也不认为这是一个有效的传递福音的方式行为。
We know that the message of Jesus and the cross will always be offensive.
我们知道福音的信息，十字架的信息是会冒犯人的。
Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5 verse 11 that in fact the message of Jesus is offensive.
在保罗也在加拉太书第五章十一节告诉我们主耶稣的十字架的信息是会冒犯人的。
But I believe that nowhere in scripture are we instructed to be offensive to people.
但是我并不认为圣经当中要我们成为一个冒犯人的人。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 9 reminds us that we are blessed when we are peacemakers.
在马太福音的第五章第九节说到使人和睦的人有福了。
And in those moments we'll be called and considered children of God.
因为他们必称为神的儿子。
But when we're obnoxious, we tend to offend people, and we need to be very careful of that.
当我们真的是很令人讨厌的时候，我们经常会冒犯人。我们在这个方面，我们真的是要非常的小心。
So if you're taking notes, I think the second thing tonight that Jesus is telling us out of this passage is this. Fully following Jesus will often divide close relationships.
主耶稣要告诉我们的第二个的信息是，当我们紧紧地跟随主耶稣的时候，很多时候会让我们和我们周围的人的关系有分裂。
So we find here in verses 35 and 36, especially, he talks about the relationships that are going to be divided, and he uses this phrase, he says, for I have come to turn, and then he shares all the relationships of one person turning against another.
我们知道在这个第35节到第36节当中讲到了很多人和人申诉的这样的例子，他用了使人申诉这样的一个词。
And the word turn here just simply means to turn against.
这里用的这个 turn 这个词的意思就是使人生疏或者是敌对的意思。
There will be conflicts with the close relationships that we have if we are followers of Christ.
如果我们是主耶稣的门徒的话，在我们最亲密的人际关系当中，我们会发现我们会有敌对，会有纷争。
And we don't want to think about that stuff, but it's true because people will be divided.
很多时候我们不愿意想这一方面的事情，但是这是事实。我们看到当我们是主耶稣的跟随者的时候，我们和亲密的人的关系可能会受到可能会有生疏，会有分隔。
Verse 36 tells us that a man's enemies will even be from his own household and the conflict will come because of Christ.
这第36节提到说人的仇敌就是自己家里的人。
But we're the ones who will be faced with the battle because in those relationships, the conflict is always directed at us, and we're going to have to endure the sword or the division because of the message of Jesus Christ.
我想我们必须要学习怎么样去应对这样的征战，因为这些纷争、这样的分隔是向我们而来。我们必须要学会忍耐刀兵，忍耐分裂。
When I think about battles, I'm always kind of mostly directed to Ephesians chapter 6 where Paul talks tells us that as spirit-filled believers, those who are fully following Christ will face spiritual battles.
当我们提到这个时候，提到这个纷争的时候，战争的时候，我经常会想到以弗所书的第六节所提到的，当我们是主耶稣的跟随者的时候，我们要穿戴全副的属灵的军装。
And because of our time tonight, I won't share that with you, but I want to encourage you to read Ephesians chapter 6 tonight, or this week, verses 10 through 17, because it talks about this battle that we will face.
如果大家，我鼓励大家能够这个星期能够读一下在以弗所书的第六章的10到17节，因为这里会提到了属灵的征战。
But there will be relationships. Maybe some of us have already experienced some of those divisions in our close relationships because of the message of Christ.
我想我们可能有些人已经能够有遇到这样的一些属灵的征战。
I heard it said one time, I think it fits appropriately here. It says, it was this quote that said this, if you haven't met the devil head on, it means that you're probably going in the same direction.
对，这样的一句话，他说，如果你还没有和撒旦迎头碰撞，跟他去征战的话，那你和撒旦行走的可能是同一个方向。
And friends, listen, we have to know that the only people who are, only the people who are serving Christ are going to be attacked by Satan.
我们真的是要能够明白，我们如果是侍奉主的，就会受到撒旦的攻击。
And we just have to settle up front as believers that close relationships are gonna hurt us sometimes because of the message of Jesus.
所以我们必须要明白，如果我们是主耶稣的紧紧的跟随者的话，我们的这个和周围的一些人的亲密的关系就会受到可能会受到影响。
And then the third and final thought tonight for us is this, that out of this passage, I believe that what Jesus really meant here was that fully following him will always force a crisis of loyalty.
那我想我们这第三个要带来的信息就是，如果我们是紧紧的跟随主耶稣的话，会为我们的忠诚度带来一个这样的挑战。
And there are a couple of words that I think we should look at here in this passage. The first word is the word love, found in verse 37.
这里有几个词，我想我们要来好好的看一看。其中一个词就在37节的爱这个词。
Jesus uses this word love here, and there are four different meanings. for the word of love in Scripture.
啊，这个爱这个词这里有啊，我们用到很几次，它有四个不同的意思。
There's the first, you might have heard this before, but it's the eros love.
啊，那第一个爱是 eros love， 就是属上属世的一个肉体的爱。
It's a word that was actually not used in the New Testament, but it was alluded to.
啊，这个词其实在新约当中并没有真正的用到，但是有被暗示到。
And eros love means that physical passion, the gratification that we have in the fulfillment, on the physical part of life.
啊，这个爱它所代表的是一种肉体的一种满足感的一种爱。
And it's inferred in many scriptures, and it's the only kind of love that God restricts to one man and one woman type of a relationship within the bounds of marriage.
啊，在很多经文当中，它其实有暗示到这是主耶稣所指定的在一男一女的两性婚姻当中的爱。
Then another kind of love that we can find in scripture is a storge love.
啊，那另外一个爱，这讲的是一种接纳的，或者是因血缘而来的爱。
And storge love is the kind of the natural bond between, for example, a mother and an infant, a father and his kids, or sometimes the older word is kin.
啊，这里讲的这爱好像就是一种来自于血缘的关系的爱，就像母亲和婴孩或者父亲和孩子之间的爱。
And then there's agape love. Agape love is God's kind of love.
啊，那还有一个就是一个 agape love， 就是无私的神从神而来的大爱。
It's seeking the welfare and the benefit or betterment of another person regardless of how we feel.
啊，这样的爱就是不考虑自己的益处，只为对方的好处。
Jesus had agape love for us.When he went to the cross and he died for us, regardless of how he felt.
啊，主耶稣他在十字架上为我们受死，在这一点上，他显明了他对我们的无私的大爱。
And then we have the use of the word love here in this passage, verse 37, which is phileo love.
啊，那在这个地方三十七节，他用的这个爱是叫 phileo 这样的一种爱。
And it means to have an affection towards something or someone.
啊，他这里所表达的意思就是对有的人或者有的事有些有感情的这样的爱。
And the reason Jesus used this meaning here is because he knew that those things that have our affection, we give our loyalty to.
啊，因为主耶稣知道我们对那些我们有感情的人或事，我们会有忠诚度、忠诚感。
Remember here, our point is fully following Christ will force a crisis.Of loyalty.
啊，我们知道，我们如果是真正的、紧紧的跟随主耶稣的话，会对我们的忠诚度提出这样的一个挑战。
And the one thing that generates this conflict and division is when a person, or when something or someone loves when a person loves something or someone more than they love Christ.
啊，当我们有这样的纷争或者是这样的挑战的时候，也就是当我们爱别的人或者别的事超过我们爱主耶稣的时候。
And ultimately, it's a question about where our loyalties rest.
我想问题的最后的问题的关键就是我们的忠诚度在什么地方。
Are we loyal to Christ or are we loyal to everything and everybody else?
啊，我们的忠诚是给主耶稣还是给我们周围的别的一些人或者事。
So that's the first word. The second word that I think we should look at here is this. It's the word worthy.
啊，那这是第一个词。第二个词就想我想跟大家分享的就是配得这个词。
The phrase here we can find in this passage, you're not worthy of me, are very strong words from Jesus.
啊，那这里讲到说不配做我的门徒，这是一个非从主耶稣来的非常强的一个话。
And it gives us a moment to pause, and it causes us to ask the question, well, what makes us worthy?
它会让我们有个停顿，让我们能够好好的想一想，我们怎么样才能够配做主耶稣的门徒。
Well, we know that we don't have to earn God's love. He gives that to us freely, right?
啊，我们知道我们得到的神的爱，并不是我们靠我们自己的行为赚得的，是神白白的给我们的。
But just because we received that free gift doesn't mean that we're worthy of that free gift.
啊，但是问题是，尽管这是白白给我们的礼物，并不代表我们就一定配得这样的礼物。
But I think that what makes us worthy of Christ is choosing to live a fully devoted, passionate, or is to become a fully devoted, passionate follower of His.
我们要能够配得成为主耶稣的门徒的话，我们就是一个完全投入的、蛮有激情的跟随者。
And we can do that by a few ways. Let me just share that, then we'll close it up tonight.
我们可以有几个不同的方式来做到这一点。
I think we can live as a fully devoted, passionate follower of Christ by making sure that we stand firm in what we believe.
我想我们要能够成为一个主耶稣的一个坚定的跟随者的话，我们就是要能够在我们所信的事上站立的稳。
I think we can live like that by actually doing something with the faith that we have.
我想我们可以这样的生活，而且我们要能够在生命当中能够行出来。
I think we need to share the gospel message. It's not just for us to keep, it's for us to share.
我想我们不但我们自己有了福音，我们要把这样的福音传给我们周遭的人。
And I think the last thing that makes us worthy is just by understanding that it's just simply who we are. We are God's creation. We are His children. We are His heirs. And He loves us. And He loves us with the agape type love. And that alone makes us worthy.
我想第三点要能够让我们好像配得神的爱，配得神的恩，配做神的门主的门徒的话，我们要是能够明白我们其实是神所创造的，我们是他的儿女，他对我们有爱，是无私的爱。
And so these are some tough words of Jesus, aren't they?
这是主耶稣给我们的好像很强烈的两个词。
And we just have to ask ourselves, maybe it's once a day, maybe it's once a week, however you choose to do it,How are we doing in our relationship with Christ?
我想我们要问问我们自己，我们跟我们主耶稣基督，我们之间的关系是什么样的？
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would we rate ourselves as a follower of His?
如果是用一个指标从1到10的话，我们怎么来评判一下我们自己跟神的紧密的关系程度是1还是10呢？
Are we closer to living out the easy Christianity, or are we moving toward living as a true follower of Christ?
我们是不是喜欢好像过一个容易的基督徒的生活，还是我们是一个主耶稣基督真正的跟随者？
Let me pray for us tonight.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
God, I pray that your words would challenge our hearts.
主，我们祷告真的是你的话语来对我们提出各样的挑战。
And God, I pray that you would speak to us in only the way that you can.
主，真的是我们要能够完全的明白你的话语。
And God, I pray that you would help us to come into a better understanding of what it means to be a true follower of you.
主，我们真的是要能够真正的明白我们怎么样才能够成为你真正的跟随者。
And Lord, we've talked about discipleship before on Sunday nights.
主，我们以前我们有讨论过怎么样成为主你的门徒。
But Lord, I pray that this message of discipleship would help us to dig deep in our faith.
主，我们真的是期待这样的信息能够让我们的信仰能够更进一步的扎根。
And God, with that tonight, we praise your name.
主，我们奉你的名祷告。Amen.
Amen.